Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when we talk business, we talk profit. There is no other reason to be in business. Everything else is motivation. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to employ people. I wanted to show the world what I could do. That's all motivation, but it's about making a profit. And, well, it's not just one thing that makes a business successful. It's not just one thing that makes a business profitable. Of course, it's leadership. Leaders lead, and you have to be leading your company. You've got to be setting the vision. You have to be setting the pace. There are so many things that you have to do. But if you want to know what makes you successful, you've got to analyze your business top to bottom. You have to say to yourself, you know, let me look at my sales staff. How much do I need my salespeople to sell? This is what I need. I need $5 million. I have 5 salespeople. Now, I know they won't all sell the same amount, but I need them to sell on an average of $1 million a year. Are they selling $1 million a year? We're 5 months into the year. How much have they sold? Did you take a look at it? Because if they haven't sold enough 5 months into the year, or there aren't enough prospects, or there's not enough in the sales funnel, what makes you think you're going to get to that $5 million? It starts from prospecting. Are there enough prospectings? Are you using a contact manager? Can you really look at it and say, this is where my salespeople have been. This is what their activity is. Is it the right activity? Because if they're talking to enough people, if it's the right activity and they're delivering the right message with the right product and the right pricing, of course you're going to do the business. But then if you get through the prospecting and the sales and the salespeople, well, then you get to delivery, depending on what kind of product you have. How are we delivering that product? Are we delivering it efficiently? Do we have it in stock all the time? Do we really understand what happens after the sale is made? Are we keeping our customers happy? Do we have return business so our salespeople can actually go out and maximize their time? Because we're doing business with people all of the time. It's repeat business. We don't have to prove who we are. We're serving our customers well. Are we collecting the money? Do we understand how much is in receivables, how much is in payables? Do you see what I mean? You've got to work your business top to bottom. You have got to even think about things like cleaning your office. Is the office clean? Are the restrooms clean? This is a big issue. If you're keeping a clean office, if people's desks are neat, if they're not just having papers thrown everywhere, company will run better. Create an environment that's more pleasant. How do you behave? How do you interact? How do you interact when there's a problem? How is everybody getting along? See, there's so many things we can talk about, top to bottom. You'll find some of the things you're doing really well, some of the things you're not doing well. We encourage the things that are going well to continue on, but we really dig into what's not going well, because what's not going well is what's keeping us from getting to our sales volume. What's keeping us from getting to the profit? It's not one thing that makes you successful. It's the total experience of your business. It's the total experience of the people that work for you. Are they motivated? Do they really understand what their job is? Do they understand why we have to bring money into the company? Why we have to bring X number of dollars in? Do they understand that's where payroll comes from? so many things to think about, but you, as the leader of the company, certainly can make this happen, but the only way you'll make it happen is to spend time to think. If you're not spending time to think, you're just going through the motions every single day, and you're going through the same motions. You're not really improving anything. So not only do we have to improve the company, but to improve the company, we need to improve your thought process because you are the leader. Leaders lead. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.